This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is Cool Down on the Miami Heat audio experience. Time to recap this Heat game on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Heat Cool Down is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Drink responsibly.
Welcome in to the Cool Down as we continue breaking down tonight's game. Right here on your home for Miami Heat basketball. The Miami Heat, they get it done tonight. I am your host, Alejandro Solana. Your final score, the Heat beat the Sixers 108-101. And I know everybody wants to talk about Jimmy Butler and the Jimmy Butler era officially coming to an end in Miami. So here's what we're gonna do. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, by the way, Miami 560 on both those channels. If you want to do watch it live, for those of you listening to us on 560 WQAM and the Odyssey app, greatly appreciated. We're gonna recap this game a little bit. I'm gonna get you all caught up on what has transpired. Jimmy Butler is now a member of the Golden State Warriors. He got his extension. He got paid by the Warriors, and the Miami Heat have Andrew Wiggins headed to Miami, but it is a fluid situation. A lot has transpired. A lot has changed already in this trade as we approach the 3 p.m. deadline tomorrow by the NBA to get trades done, and this trade is not finalized just yet, which means that more teams can be added and more moves as a part of this now four-team deal trade can still work itself out. As for the game tonight, Heat 108, Sixers 101. After what happened yesterday, okay, let's start here. After what happened yesterday between the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls, where you felt like you were in the driver's seat, 12-point lead with 10 minutes to go, you could not lose this game. No Joel Embiid for the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Heat, they had leads. At halftime, they had a lead headed into the fourth quarter. They led by 7 after 3. And what happened to you yesterday in Chicago and what has happened to the Heat way too many times this season could not happen to them again versus Philadelphia tonight. And credit the Heat, because the Sixers threw punches. Tyrese Maxey, man, we know how good he is. He threw punches at Miami, and this one felt like it was going to end in disgust again. It felt like it was going to end in frustration again at times. Sixers close to just a 4-point deficit with under 5 minutes to go in the game. But then it was the biggest stretch of the game for the Miami Heat. And I think the best part about this one, because Khloe Ware only played 19 minutes, no Drummond and no Embiid for the Sixers, they have to go small. And the Heat couldn't deploy their big front court for as long as you wanted, but you got several different guys making big-time plays. You had Nikola Jovic, who was outstanding today. I just hear Tobin right now with, "Jovic, dude, Just outstanding once again. But a block that led into a Pella Larsen three. And then Tyler Hero hit a jumper to put the Heat up six. Bam Adebayo knocked down a contested jumper, shot of the night to essentially ice the game. All those guys making plays down the stretch to lead your team to victory. And the most important part is that the Miami Heat are back above 500, and this four-game road trip, which started great, Bam game winner, looked awful yesterday to go to 1-1 on the road trip. You're back to 2-1 on this trip, and then you can close it out Friday at Brooklyn, 3-1, and I think you'll take that every single time, considering a tough loss yesterday, but you will take it every single time. Now, let's get to Jimmy Butler, and let's get to the reaction to this trade. Here's how it all transpired. Let me take you through the timeline here. Shams Charania tweets out midway or towards the end of the first quarter in this game. The Heat finalized the deal to send Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first-round pick, sources tell ESPN. And as part of the deal, the Warriors were sending Lindy Waiters III and the Heat's Josh Richardson to the Detroit Pistons. We immediately found out Jimmy Butler agreed to a new two-year, $121 million extension with the Golden State Warriors through 2026-2027, according to Shams and Brian Windhorst of ESPN. So Jimmy's going to decline his player option, and a part of this trade, he is getting the two-year, $120 million extension that he wasn't getting from the Heat. And what all this stemmed from, he wanted that extension. Miami wasn't giving it to him, and Jimmy traded. He gets his extension. But then we quickly learned that the deal was actually a five-team trade, including Utah, Detroit, and Toronto. But about 30 minutes later, part of the deal falls through. So it ends up being a four-team deal. So here's where we're at. As of right now, it's 10:48 p.m. following the Heat and Sixers game. Here is where we're at. Again, this is a fluid situation. Miami is getting a 2025 top 10 protected first-round pick. Top 10 protected this year. If it's not conveyed, it's top 10 protected next year. And if it's not conveyed next year, then it's an unprotected first-round pick in 2027. That is coming from the Golden State Warriors. The Heat, they also get Andrew Wiggins, part of this deal. They're getting P.J. Tucker, the return of P.J. Tucker, back in a Heat jersey. I know a lot of Heat fans are jacked up about that. And for the time being, Kyle Anderson from Golden State is also headed to Miami. He was supposed to be headed to Toronto. That's the part of the deal that fell through in the original five-team deal. But Shams Charania reported that Heat and Anderson are working through a resolution after the Toronto part of the deal did not end up working out. So for right now, Kyle Anderson is a member of the Miami Heat. The Golden State Warriors, they get Jimmy Butler. The Pistons, they still get Josh Richardson, so he is no longer on the Heat. They get a second-round pick, and they do get Lindy Waiters III. And the Utah Jazz are getting Dennis Schroeder. So, to recap this deal from the Miami Heat perspective, and I'll get into if I think the Heat won this trade. I'm going to get into what I think of Andrew Wiggins, and we will look back on the best memories of the Jimmy Butler era. But the Miami Heat, they move on from Jimmy. The two sides, clearly, they were never going to find any common ground. I think that was obvious from the very beginning. Bridges burned on both sides. They wanted a divorce. I think the Miami Heat, after Jimmy Butler jumped on the podium after the Indiana Pacers game, said he couldn't find joy in Miami anymore, it was pretty evident where this was headed to. And then it was just never going to work itself out. It just wasn't. They each wanted a divorce, and this deal, it accomplishes that. Jimmy Butler gets to go to one of his preferred destinations, even though it wasn't the Suns, even though ESPN reported that Jimmy Butler would not sign an extension with the Golden State Warriors, clearly him trying to get to his preferred destination in Phoenix. We see that did not play out the way that it was reported. Jimmy Butler gets to go to Golden State, and he signs his extension, and he gets his money. All right, so good luck to Jimmy. But the Heat get a legitimate wing player that is going to start for them right now. And We know while the Heat were kind of going through this process of trying to trade Jimmy Butler, a lot of people wanted Miami to just say, hey, we're going to do a reset, a soft reset here, and trade away guys, try to get assets, try to get picks, and do a soft reset. But the Heat, they stayed committed here. They had a pretty hardwired method of how they wanted this trade to go, and that was to remain competitive. We know all about how Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and Mickey Arison and Eric Spoelstra, how they're wired. They're not interested in tanking. It's just not the way that they do things. So even though they're getting rid of the guy who has been at the forefront of their success over the past 5 years in Jimmy Butler, they wanted to remain competitive. And I think you get Andrew Wiggins this year, and you at the very least get a player who can step in and contribute immediately. Does that mean that they're favorites to go win an NBA title? Obviously not. But in my opinion, it is not a major, major drop-off when you consider the pieces that the Miami Heat got. It is going to be very interesting to monitor what the Heat do with Kyle Anderson between now and the 3 p.m. deadline tomorrow. So Kyle Anderson, he's under contract through the 26-27 season. $8.8 million this year, $9.2 million next year, $9.7 million in 2026-2027. So he's not making a lot of money. It's a movable contract no matter what happens, and the cap implications aren't crazy. But here's where this trade is interesting, and here's why Anderson staying is interesting. Because his portion of the deal fell through with the Raptors, Kyle Anderson's $8.8 million that he's on the books for this year, it keeps the Heat around $8 million over the luxury tax, $3 million over the first apron, and $12.4 million luxury tax bill as well. So I expect the Miami Heat to try and find another team to take Anderson before tomorrow at 3 p.m. I see some people on our YouTube comment asking, do I think the Heat are done? I don't. And that's not me saying that, you know, I've spoken with anybody in the organization. I just think because Kyle Anderson was supposed to be moved originally in this deal, and it would have kept the Heat below the first apron outside of the luxury tax, it seems evident and it seems pretty obvious that Kyle Anderson could end up still on another team by 3 p.m. tomorrow. If the Heat can move Kyle Anderson by moving on from Jimmy's $48 million contract and only getting Wiggins and PJ Tucker back, again, that's not how it is right now, but if they do end up moving on from Kyle Anderson without taking anything back, the Heat drop below the luxury tax in the first apron and they avoid a potential repeater tax penalty. PJ is an unrestricted free agent this offseason that gets them $11.5 million off their books this summer. And even though Wiggins is under contract through 26-27 season, he has a player option that year, the Heat would have way more flexibility moving forward, including in the 2026 offseason, which we all know is a priority for the Miami Heat. So bottom line here, to kind of recap everything, I know today there was some serious momentum for Kevin Durant to the Miami Heat. All right, and I got enthused about that as well. And I totally get how there has to be some Heat fans out there going, Andrew Wiggins? I thought we were getting Kevin Durant. And you might be disappointed, but here's the reality of the situation. Kevin Durant, that move was always too good to be true. And I just saw on ESPN right now that Kevin Durant never requested a trade from the Phoenix Suns. That always seemed too good to be true. It just felt impossible. Why would Phoenix trade the Miami Heat, Kevin Durant, for Jimmy Butler? I mean, it just didn't make sense. Like, even if they were going for a soft rebuild, why would it be at the cost of Kevin Durant? And I know after the Luka deal, we're all like, man, bleep is crazy in the NBA right now. Anything's possible. But even though for a few hours it really seemed like it was in play, at least for me, it was a major long shot. Like, I genuinely was not expecting Kevin Durant to be traded to the Miami Heat, as much fun as the trade rumors were. But you get Andrew Wiggins. And I think if you're a Heat fan, you have to be really thrilled about that. Funny enough, he was traded for Kevin Love back in 2014 after he was taken as the first overall pick. Now he gets to team up with Kevin Love here in Miami after all these years. But look, man, he's averaging 18 points per game. That's what Jimmy Butler was averaging for Miami this season in, you know, the 20 or so games that he played. He shoots 44% from the field, but he takes around 5.5, 6 threes per game. And he's shooting on those 6 three-point attempts per game, he's shooting around 38%. So you're getting a starter who was on the 2022 title team for Golden State. He fits how the Heat like to play. He's not somebody who's ball dominant. You're still going to have the ball in Tyler Hero's hands. You're still going to be able to get Bam and Kalel on the floor together to continue that progress. And you're getting somebody who can play off the ball. You're giving Eric Spoelstra an athletic wing player who can defend and who can knock down threes and who's crazy athletic. Maybe not as athletic as he was coming in the league, but he's still an athletic wing player, again, who can knock down threes and who can get to the hole, to the rim, and he can defend. And I think you give Spo a player like that, you know he's going to cook. You just know he's going to cook. And as part of this deal, you get this first-round pick, which is interesting because unless the Warriors completely fall apart this year, which I don't think any of us are expecting, they're the 10th seed in the West entering today. Unless they completely fall apart, this is going to end up being a mid-first-round pick for the Miami Heat. And it could potentially open up, you know, the possibility of 2-3 draft picks in the future that Miami is going to be able to have to trade for, who knows, another whale down the line. This wasn't Kevin Durant. I get it. This wasn't a whale that you got in return for Jimmy Butler. But considering the context of the situation, considering, you know, just how badly this relationship got between the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler, you knew you had to move him. You absolutely had to move him. And in my opinion, you're getting Andrew Wiggins in return, which is the main part of this deal, and you got some draft capital in return. To me, that's a win for the Miami Heat. It's a win. And we'll have to see how this plays out, how this ends up being finalized, what ends up happening with Kyle Anderson. But to me, Andrew Wiggins and a first-round pick, which is, you know, the big part of this deal for Jimmy Butler, who is probably never going to play in a Heat jersey ever again. I think, you know, if you're a Heat fan tonight, you have to be stepping away from this trade. Step back for a second and say, yeah, I'll take that. I will absolutely take that. We're going to take a break. Actually, let's head back right now to the Wells Fargo Center. Terry Rozier is or just spoke in the Heat's locker room. Let's hear from Terry after the Miami Heat. They did win tonight. They beat the Philadelphia 76ers 108-101. Here is Terry Rozier, who had a really nice game today.
A few times this season, you guys have been able to overcome high turnover nights, high points off turnover nights. What was the key for this one to be able to have 20 out there, but be able to do enough to still get the win?
We had 20 turnovers.
I think.
Sheesh. Yeah. No. I mean, we turned it over a lot last night. That was a point of emphasis this morning. Obviously, you know, just trying to take care of the ball. You know, especially guys like Tyler, who's always getting blitzed, double team, and stuff like that. Who's the main focus point on the defense? So, you know, just trying to be strong with the ball and get where we got to go, and you know. Do our plays right way.
And the comfort that you're starting to find in that second group with Nico, with Jaime, and others that find their way in, you guys can just get lethal offensively at times.
Yeah, for sure. We, you know, we always talk about it. We just coming in, try to bring that energy for this team. So, you know, that's just our job. That's our job. Look at the score when we go in and try to, you know, make some damage to it.
There you go. That's Terry Rozier. Look, I know a lot of people have been on Terry over the past I don't know, a couple weeks, and he had a couple good games, especially in San Antonio on Saturday, and then yesterday it was a disaster. There's no way, other way to put it, 2 of 12 yesterday. Cool for Terry, right, to bounce back today, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. There's going to be opportunity here if Terry Rozier's still on this team come tomorrow at 3, so there's going to be opportunity. I know, just reading some tweets, that Bam Adebayo was asked about the Jimmy Butler trade, and he did speak in the locker room as well. Let's head down and hear from the Heat's captain.
We're not going to get into any specifics of any trade because it hasn't been announced yet. But obviously, it was a significant night in terms of the top player likely.
You got the win.
Yes, it was significant in terms of the win. Can you discuss beyond the win emotionally how it feels to have a major change with your team and one of your leading men, obviously, moving on? Is there relief, excitement, sadness? What kind of emotions on that?
It was emotional because we needed this win because we lost the one yesterday. I felt like we shouldn't have lost. So, you know, we're more so focused on how we can collect these wins. You know, obviously, I don't know if changes are final or whatever, but for us, we'll focus on going to Brooklyn and getting that W, and then we'll worry about everything else later.
Spo talked tonight about how you and Tyler have really filled a void in leadership, but how you all have stepped up, obviously, without one important player being here. Is that something that's been a priority to you?
That's a priority for all of us. You know, y'all have heard Spo say it before, leadership at all levels. And it changes between each player. You know, as captain, I'm vocal for all 15 players. You know, Nico, Hami, they're vocal to one or two players. And then it obviously moves up as you get older. Me and Tyler are probably, and K-Love are probably the most vocal. And for us, it's just getting guys to understand that, you know, this is an everyday grind. It's not, you take a game off, you're there by body, but not by mental. So for us, it's just honing in and just really getting guys to understand that every time you step on our court, we got to be mentally and physically ready.
So on one hand, you're a team captain. On the other hand, in this age of social media, everyone goes to their phones at halftime. So what's it like at halftime when you see everyone seeing what's going on? Obviously, it's a big deal. It impacts everyone. Like, what was it like here in halftime to keep the focus on the game?
I don't check my phone at halftime. That's one of my rituals I've been doing since college. I just don't check my phone at halftime unless I for sure need news. Somebody will probably end up calling Lissac. Shout out Lissac. Or anybody on the coaching staff. So I don't really check my phone.
What was it like in here? Because obviously guys said they did and they knew. And it's just different than a typical halftime.
When you hear news like that, obviously it's a shift because it's like, wow. But we still got a game to worry about. You know, I'm worried about getting the win.
What did you like most about the finish then? Particularly thinking about how the defensive lapse last night.
We got stops down the stretch. That's what really mattered. You know, guys weren't just walking to the basket. We was making multiple efforts because, this is a gratifying win for us.
Do you say anything to any of the maybe younger guys on the team about not letting it be distracting on a night like tonight? Different than is there any difference in the communication, the way you communicate to those other guys on a night like tonight?
I mean, my communication yesterday was...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't lose games like that because, as you can see, anybody can go. And that's from the Luka trade. You know, it's a business at the end of the day. We can't be losing games we're supposed to win. And, that was my message to them. And obviously, guys play harder today and mentally ready.
There you go. That's the Heat's captain, Bam Adebayo. Nobody's really going to have any sort of major comment from the Heat locker room after a game like that. There was a really funny video that went viral at around the third quarter, maybe right before halftime, actually, of a fan sitting right behind the Heat bench. It looked like he was wearing Heat clothes, too. And he was telling Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, and Jaime Jaquez Jr. about the Shams bomb like seconds after it happened. And Kevin Love was asking him, like, wait, who's a part of the deal? And you could tell Tyler and Jaime, their faces, there was some shock. There was some shock for sure. But if you're just joining us right now, Jimmy Butler, The Jimmy era is done in Miami. He is headed to the Golden State Warriors, and the Miami Heat get Andrew Wiggins in return. There's a bunch of trade grades already posted right now on several different outlets. I'm going to read through those, and I'll give you some of what people are saying about this trade on the other side. If you want to get in, I'll take some calls. I know it's late, 11 o'clock right now in Miami, but 305-567-0560. The Miami Heat, they do beat the Philadelphia 76ers today. As you heard, Bam Adebayo, important win for Miami, bouncing back after yesterday. They're back to above 500. I'll give you the updated NBA standings, especially in the Eastern Conference, when we return, and we'll talk more about this deal. Andrew Wiggins, your newest member of the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler headed to the Golden State Warriors. Solana here on the cooldown. You're listening to your home for Miami Heat basketball.
Let's get back to the Heat cooldown, sponsored by Michelob Ultra on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the cooldown. Your local Miami Heat post-game show, the Heat, they did take down the 76ers today. 108-101 was your final. Solana here. I'll take you up for another segment. 305-567-0560 if you want to text the show. If you want to get in, 305-567-0560. Hear your reactions about Jimmy Butler officially traded from the Miami Heat. I was just reading some of the comments here from Nikola Jovic in the locker room. And he spoke about Jimmy Butler being traded, even though it's not official yet from the Miami Heat. So before I kind of recap this entire trade once more, because I do think there's an important part here where we talk about the Heat wanting to remain flexible. We talk about the Miami Heat looking towards 2026, that offseason, and wanting to just have that flexibility in terms of cap space, in terms of assets available that I haven't touched on just yet. So I'll get to that in a second. But Nikola Jovic, very candid after the game in the Heat's locker room, after a phenomenal game from Nico, by the way. He was just outstanding. Hit his first 8 shots, finished the game 8 of 9, knocked down 3 triples. He had 23 points, and maybe had the defensive play of the game as well. Nikola Jovic in the locker room.
The night during your career, we know everyone has a phone. We know that the world sort of changed in the first half. What was it like, everyone sort of seeing what was going on at halftime, but still having a game to play and a game to win? What was that scene like in here?
I feel like we stayed locked in, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's this is a big news, you know, and of course it shocks you, but in terms of the game, I think we stayed locked in, and that's very important because we had to win this one, you know. After a tough loss in last game, we really had to win this one.
I know a lot of times teams say adversity can bring teams together. It's been a very interesting 6 weeks or so with things changing, but it seems like you guys also have found the new you, who this team is now. You, Jaime, guys coming together, Terry having a good run. Do you sort of feel like it's come back together for you guys, that there's a better sense of being together as a team?
I mean, we for sure look better. Mm-hmm. It's not easy when our best player at the moment, you know, was kind of out, and then rotate. You gotta figure out the rotation. But you know, now at this point, we got a lot of minutes together, and just simple basketball after that.
At halftime tonight, or after the game, did Spo mention anything to the team in terms of be prepared for a trade, or mention anything at all about it?
Actually, not really. Not really. At the halftime, he actually. Before his speech before halftime, he already thought we knew, but we didn't, and that's it. He hasn't said anything yet.
Does it take any energy to stay locked in and shut out the noise at half during the game or at halftime, or is it just kind of a kind of bigger version of what you're usually doing, trying to stay focused?
I mean, when you step on the court, you really don't think about us and us. At least that's how it is for me, and I know that's how it is for the other guys. So, you know, in terms of basketball, it wasn't really complicated.
Well, that's obviously Terry who talked, and Kevin, just emotions right now, without getting into specifics of who you're getting, but emotions for you. Obviously, Jimmy was someone who took you under his wing. Just what you're feeling, sadness because of that, excitement about the future players coming in?
Well, my brother, man, I'm going to miss it for sure. I think a lot of guys here will, and He's someone who did a lot for this franchise. You know, he's someone who helped me so much where I'm not sure if I'll be here right now if there wasn't him. And I'm sad I have the same moment. You know, I'm sad we're not going to see him anymore. But I'm really happy that he got what he wanted. You know, that bag's kind of really big. And I'm happy for him, you know, and I just wish him luck. And I hope I'll see him soon.
The finish tonight. What was key difference as it pertains to defense that maybe wasn't there last night for you?
Bella. I don't know. I'm joking, but really, shout out to him for what he did this tonight. We just stayed locked in a lot more, and I think that's it. It's pretty simple.
A lot of things happening there at the very end. First of all, Nikola Jovic, love that guy. Just on it. He's honest. He's like, he reminds me of Goran, right? Like, they get in front of a microphone and they're just honest. They're gonna tell you how it is. They're gonna tell you what they feel. I imagine everybody in the Heat locker room was given a heads up, like, hey, you're about to be asked about the Jimmy trade. You know, tried not to address it. Like, nothing's official yet. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna miss my brother, I'm going to miss him. So he goes right out and he says it. But then Jason Jackson, you know, he has a job to do. It. All the other reporters are in there trying to figure out, you know, what their reactions are about the trade. Like, Jax, you heard the same thing when we played Bam Adebayo in the previous segment. He's got a job to do. Hey, I got to ask about this game. That's his job, right? He's out there reporting. And Nico hits him with the difference between last night and tonight, Pelle Larsson, who's out there. And as funny as it is, as much as Nico's joking, Pelle Larsson had one of the shots of the game. It was the big sequence I talked about earlier. Nico block down on the other end. Pelle walks in to a 3-point. That was a really cool moment for him. We still have to hear from Tyler Hero in the locker room, but I did just want to get to a few more things regarding the trade. If you're just joining us here, 305-567-0560. If you want to text the show right now to talk about Jimmy Butler, I know there's some of you right now on our watching on YouTube and Twitch. I appreciate everybody who tuned in late after a Heat victory to react to maybe a top three, top four, top five Miami Heat player. Their era, their tenure here with the Heat officially coming to an end. I mean, I know how sour and how toxic this relationship got, and I know the feelings by Heat fans right now, the majority. I think there's still, you know, a couple camps that were Team Jimmy throughout this entire thing, and that's fine. But the majority of Heat fans were upset with the way that this thing kind of transpired over the past 5 or 6 weeks. We're upset with the way Jimmy and his camp and some of the people in his circle have carried themselves throughout the past 5 or 6 weeks. And when you think back on this Jimmy Butler era, right now, it's very easy to kind of dismiss it and be upset with Jimmy the person and be upset with the way his time in Miami ends. But if you don't look at it in a vacuum and you kind of step back and you give it the context and you kind of let cooler heads prevail, I mean, Jimmy Butler is part of one of the three best eras of Miami Heat basketball. He is at the forefront of one of the three best eras in Miami Heat basketball. Number one, no doubt, is the big three from LeBron James announcing that he's taking his talents to South Beach for the next 4 years. You're at the epicenter of not just the basketball world, but of the sports world. That will always be number one. That will never be replicated by anybody, by any team, by any franchise. Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. He traded for Shaq, and Dwayne Wade became one of the best players in the world as just a 2-year, 3-year NBA player. That's number two. You win your first ever NBA title in 2006. And don't get me wrong, Tim Hardaway and Alonzo Mourning was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I know some older Heat fans, some of you old heads out there are going to tell me that, you know, That era deserves some respect, and I'm here to give it some respect. But Jimmy Butler came to this team after You watch Deion Waiters and James Johnson and Hassan Whiteside for 2 years, 3 years. Dwayne Wade retired, and Jimmy Butler came to this team, took you to an NBA Finals in 2020. In a time where the world shut down, Jimmy Butler took this team to the NBA Finals, brought this city a lot of joy in a time of despair for so many. And then the first ever 8 seed in NBA history took you back to the NBA Finals just 2 seasons ago. Took you within a game of the NBA Finals in 2022 and had some of, if not the best individual performances in Miami Heat franchise history in the playoffs. That includes LeBron games. That includes Dwayne Wade games. As spectacular and as unbelievable as they were, Jimmy Butler's performances in the 2020 NBA bubble championship series versus the Los Angeles Lakers, his performances in round one versus Milwaukee in 2023, in that Eastern Conference Finals series versus Boston in 2022, and leading you past the New York Knicks, past the Milwaukee Bucks in 2023, going up against your biggest rivals, if you're the Miami Heat, and absolutely torturizing them, making them miserable, trolling the New York Knicks as every Heat great should do, trolling Giannis Antetokounmpo and Grant Williams and the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Iconic moment after iconic moment. I was as angry as anyone, the way that this went down at the end. And the way I took it, Jimmy Butler quit on this team back in mid-December. He quit on this team. I'm cool with anybody who wants their money. I'm absolutely cool with anybody who makes a stink publicly because they want their money. I get it, man. Jimmy feels like he is deserved $120 million. There's other teams, now we know officially, that are willing to give it to you, and he wants it. And I'm cool with that. You want your money. You want it known to this organization that you want your money. But I was never cool with Jimmy Butler quitting on this team, going out there against the New Orleans Pelicans, taking a one-legged three-pointer, and not trying. Following it up against a Pacers team and not trying. Leaving an Oklahoma City game with a stomach ache, which seemed fishy to me. I mean, this guy quit on his team and then made it ugly after. And I was never cool with that. But I do think, as of right now, the Miami Heat get clarity. They move on from Jimmy. Jimmy gets to go to Golden State and he gets his money, he gets his extension. Hopefully he finds his joy again. I think he will. $120 million usually will bring you a little bit of joy. But when we look back on this era, 2019 through 2023, 2024, I'll eliminate this year. It's one of the top three eras of one of the most decorated NBA franchises this league has ever seen. That's saying something. I know you don't get a Larry O'Brien out of it. I realize that. But there's something to be said about this guy who nobody thought could become this caliber of player achieving it in a Miami Heat jersey. And as disgusted as I was, and as disgusted as a lot of us were with the way the last 5-6 weeks transpired, I still think, I don't know if he'll get his jersey retired. I know somebody asked me that in the chat. I don't know if he'll get his jersey retired because he may have crossed a line you don't cross, which is disrespecting Pat Riley, which is disrespecting Mickey Arison, which is disrespecting everything this organization prides itself on. So I don't know if he'll get his jersey retired. But who knows? Shaquille O'Neal did a lot of the same thing. Shaquille O'Neal almost came to blows with Pat Riley at a practice. And still, number 32 was lifted into the rafters at the Kaseya Center. Maybe one day 22 will as well. But what I do know is that today, I think everybody involved on Jimmy's side and on the Heat side has to celebrate this transaction, because what was going on for the past 5 to 6 weeks could not continue. It just couldn't continue. This looming cloud of negativity, this looming cloud of uncertainty could not continue. And now, the Miami Heat can move forward. Try to go win games. Have Andrew Wiggins available for you. I don't know what PJ Tucker is going to do for you this year. I have no idea. Guy hasn't played all year. You know, if he can still knock down the corner tray, I'm sure Eric Spoelstra is going to find 20 minutes a game for him. But I don't know what he's going to do. But I do know that for both sides, I think everybody has to just be thrilled. This thing is over, man. It is over. And it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet as hell. My memories of Jimmy Butler are mostly really good. Are mostly really good. But sometimes time heals wounds. And you kind of hope that this is going to end up being one of those situations. And you hope for the Miami Heat that this is just... this is one of those moves that was necessary, and it'll bring about some excellent, excellent clarity for everybody down here. And who knows, another magical run. Before we get out of here, I do want to head back to the Heat locker room one last time and hear from Tyler Hero, his thoughts after the Miami Heat get a victory tonight in Philadelphia, 108-101.
Sort of a unique night, unlike others. What's it like? Obviously, Everett has a phone. To come in at halftime, see the world for the team has changed, still maintain the focus, go out and win a basketball game.
Yeah, just trying to keep the main thing the main thing. We had a task at hand tonight, and that was to get the W after a tough loss last night. So it was a great bounce back win.
Even with the trade or one that's going to be finished, it's not like this was a sudden in the moment thing. It's been now about 6 weeks since this team has changed. But it seems like it's also taken a turn for the better, that guys are getting their roles, understanding who they are. So is there sort of a feeling through this whole process you might have come out better as a team with what you had in here?
Yeah, I think just clarity is what, you know, everyone is kind of searching for at this point in the season. You know, no one wants to be, especially on this team, our biggest, you know, obstacle right now that we have to get over is consistency. So being able to, you know your role night in and night out, obviously without injuries, is part of clarity, is part of consistency. So right now we're just trying to all get everything in line and just continue to stack good days, and you know, we'll find consistency in that.
After San Antonio or Chicago, one of the most important things they say for a leading man is you got to keep shooting, you got to keep being you. How nice was it to get it turned around? How good did it feel to, again, be a leading man, helping your matchup against Tyrese and sort of push you guys through the finish line?
Yeah, it was all about getting the win tonight, you know, not dwelling on the last two performances. It's about getting the win, you know, coming out here and doing whatever is necessary, whether shots are falling or not. It's about getting the win.
How hard is it when you have so many turnovers as a team and it allows for the opponent to get themselves stable throughout and still pull away with a victory?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of, you know, what Spo always says, just by any means necessary, finding a way, whether we win by 1 point, a half a point. But as far as the turnovers, that's on me and Bam as the leaders with the ball in our hands. We have to be much better taking care of the ball, getting the guys in the right spots, getting the space, and making sure that we're getting shots on goal. So I'll be better, and I know Bam will be better as well.
What was better defensively down the stretch versus last night?
Just we brought ourselves to the game. That's all it takes. Literally bringing effort, bringing energy, bringing focus. We can do this every single night on the defensive end. It's just about us bringing what I said, ourselves.
There you go. That's Tyler Hero. Yeah, man, must have been a weird day, right, for the entire Miami Heat team in that locker room at halftime. You're trying to stay focused for a game, and Jimmy Butler is being traded. You're getting all these reports from Shams Charania. Just to recap here for anybody who just tuned in, and I want to thank everybody who did tune in with us on our video stream, and for those of you who stayed up late with us here on the cooldown to react to, again, you know, I think a moment everybody expected, prior to tomorrow's 3 p.m. trade deadline. But still, you know, when we all kind of look back on this, maybe in a couple months, maybe in a couple weeks, maybe in a couple years, like, this will go down as one of the most, you know, I guess, impactful days, one of the most memorable days in Miami Heat history, the end of the Jimmy Butler era. That really is how it's going to be looked back on. What this Jimmy's going to go down as one of the greatest players in Miami Heat franchise history, and I'm not talking top 10. I'm talking top 5. And today that ends officially. He is no longer here. Just to kind of recap, the Miami Heat move on from Jimmy, but in return they get Andrew Wiggins. They get a first round pick that most likely will end up being a pick that will be in the mid first round, unless the Warriors are absolutely god awful this year. And just think back to all the guys that the Miami Heat have drafted over the past couple of years: Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kalel Ware this year, Nico Jovic a couple of years ago. Last three first round picks, all out of the lottery, and all guys who have been able to contribute. The Heat have been absolutely hitting these picks out of the park. And if you can add another one of those this upcoming offseason while getting $11.5 million off your books when P.J. Tucker's an unrestricted free agent, and you combine that with the fact that Andrew Wiggins, even though he makes $28.5 million, will make that next year, over the next 2 years of Andrew Wiggins' contract, think about it. Put it in this perspective. He makes $28.5 million this year. But over the next 2 years, 25, 26, 26, 27, combined, Andrew Wiggins, combine those 2 years of salary, will make around $28, $29 million, will make almost less than what Jimmy Butler makes in 1 year with his new deal. That'll kick in at the end of this year with Golden State, where he's making north of $50 per year with his $120 million player extension that kicks in at the end of this offseason as he declines his player option. I mean, that's good value, and you didn't take back a lot of salary. You didn't. We'll have to see again what happens with the Miami Heat still trying to hopefully, I say hopefully just from the standpoint of Kyle Anderson's money and how it would help the Heat get under the first apron and the luxury tax, but you don't take back a lot of salary. And I think, you know, today, again, you have to feel good. Considering the context, considering the circumstances, you have to feel good about how this played out for the Miami Heat. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Cooldown. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. Thank you very much to our producers today who didn't sign up for an extended post-game show, but they were excellent as always. Brittany Rodriguez and Steven Gonzalez, I appreciate you. For Jason Jackson, safe travels to him to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And Tommy Tighe, who was with us earlier on our network program. I am Alejandro Solana. The Heat did win a game today, 108-101. They beat the Philadelphia 76ers. They improved to a game over 500. Can't forget about that. Big-time victory for the Heat today. And then they'll be back at it Friday. Don't forget, pregame begins at 6:15. Tip-off will be at 7:30. At the Barclays Center. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. This has been The Cooldown right here on WQAM. You're ready home for Miami Heat basketball. Adios, Miami.